Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is truly, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. When people hear the Lord out, great things happen. Good things happen. They're on a path to better when you take the Lord at His word. When you consult the Lord, I'm going to give you a boost. Trust Him. Whatever He tell you to do, do it. When Mary, the mother of Jesus, was at the wedding, they ran out of the wine, and she wanted Jesus to do something, to do a miracle. And she wanted Him to do something. He said, "Woman, it's not my time." And she gave Him that motherly look, like she knew He could do it. So this couldn't have been His first miracle. This is His first recorded miracle. He turned water into wine. Now she grew up, she raised Jesus, and Jesus went about doing good. There's a lot of love in Him. And when you have a lot of love in you, you want to do good things. So I'm sure that she was used to Jesus doing miracles. There was no sin in Him. And he could do some things. So, hear me out. When Jesus agreed, she looked at her, at the servant. She said, "Whatever He say, do, do it." And He said, "Take the water pots and fill it to the brim." And they did it. And when the master of the ceremony tasted the wine, they said, "Wow, they saved the best wine for last." Now, whatever Jesus say to you, whatever the Holy Spirit say to you, whatever the Father put on your heart, do it. Mix faith with it and do it. A lot of times, the problem is not that God is not talking. In desperate situations, people ask the Lord all the time what to do, and He give them wisdom. Wisdom. But it's not a wisdom that they're used to. And then sometimes they don't mix faith with it and they don't do it. When this happens, when they don't do it, they can't learn what's going to happen after they do. When you obey God, your obedience is a road to you learning greater things that will challenge your theology, that will challenge what mainstream cold religion have taught and brought down. But when you do it, when you act on His word, you live beyond all the lies and darkness of men. Isaiah prophesied in chapter 60 that a darkness would cover the earth, the whole earth, and it did. But if you believe on Jesus, if you obey Him, if you're doing what He said do, that darkness didn't cover you. And Satan is trying to destroy man every which way he can, not just with cold religion. That's an unnoticed front. They think that the people of God, just like even Peter and the disciples, they didn't know that how corrupt the Pharisees were until they walked with Jesus and started doing the things that Jesus had them to do. Then they saw the corruption for what it was, and they got out of the trap. And the Pharisees were not looking for the Messiah to come. They looked for a Messiah to come on their terms. You know, on the radio, the Lord got me talking about the real Jesus. Well, when the real Jesus showed up, He was not the Jesus they were looking for. He was not the Messiah that they were looking for. They were looking for a Messiah that would condone everything that they were doing. And if He was a high-minded hypocrite, a proud man, they would have followed Him. Just like they're going to follow, the same folks are going to follow the Antichrist. They're going to make a deal with Him. And when He break His deal, then they're going to run to the mountains. See, it's time now to wake up. Even the Pharisees looked good to the disciples until they walked with Jesus Christ. And sometimes, that's why they had petty differences. They wanted to know who was going to be in charge, who was going to be on the right hand of Jesus' throne. They knew He was a king. And they thought he was going to set up a kingdom in that day. That's why they wanted power. But see, if you hang around Jesus long enough, you are powerful and you don't need to prove it. You want to serve mankind. Jesus said, men on earth exercise dominion over people, but it won't be that way among you. Whoever's greatest among you will be the greatest servant. The greatest servant. So when God gives you wisdom, he gives you wisdom in line with being a greater servant. He gives you, he puts you in the same position he's in, as he is, so are we in this world. People quote that all the time without realizing that God himself is the greatest servant ever. And if you have his likeness, you will be a greater servant. So that's why the wisdom of God is not always followed by strange people, even his own people. Until they hang around him enough to learn his ways, they won't know him. And when they're looking for God to give them something mighty to do, if it's not big, they don't want to do it. If it doesn't look good to men, they don't want to do it. If it don't make them look good, they don't want to do it. Because they're in the darkness. But when you follow God, you're walking out of the trap. You can still believe the wrong things and understand things in the wrong way until you hang around the Lord enough. When you if you follow on to know the Lord, like it was mentioned in Hosea 6 and 3, if you follow on to know the Lord, you'll learn his ways and you won't be a stranger to his wisdom, and you'll be able to do the wisdom that makes the day. Now, there's many of your family, friends, and loved ones are still trapped in the darkness. And they still have the worldly mindset. And they still believe that that all the preachers are okay. And mainstream, they don't see anything wrong with the mainstream preachers. But they don't know why they don't want to go to church anymore. Because false teaching and false prophets and wolves, when you love God, they take away your drive for God. But when you love God, you're looking for greater. You're expecting the preachers to be like Jesus. And you can't tell who's who. Preachers that love the word of God and they draw near to the Lord, they attract people who love God. And they detract people who hate God. So you can't judge a church by the members it carries. You have to open your ears and listen. And when you find a church and a man of God that won't compromise on the people of God that love the truth, that'll be a good idea to make that your church home. Let God guide you where to go, where you fit, where you and your family can be blessed. Some people go to church and they get in more trouble because the church is off track. And preachers preach things they shouldn't. False prophets, false teachers, foolishness, it weakens your life. It doesn't help you. They try to make you feel good and come back and pay tithe. They focused on that instead of focused on being on the heart of God, who is the greatest servant. And every one of them that loves power, they have strayed from the love of God, and they don't even know it. But when the real Jesus show up, they'll see themselves as they are in real time. The Lord he loves us so much. If he would have came early on, a lot of people that may be going to heaven probably would have been left here. You got so many preachers now in the pornography. Pornography. Really? And the enemy is out there accusing them before God. Look what my preachers, who used to be your preachers, are doing. People are more concerned about status than being a blessing to somebody. When you love God and you begin to talk about the things of God, you may not get to finish your thoughts before you're interrupted, and if people end the conversation and they, you know, it's a shame, you know. But if you're talking about nothing, they got all day. It's time for people to grow up. It's time for the people of God to get out of the darkness. See, when you love God with the intent to serve Him, it's different. Everything's different. When you love God with the intent to serve mankind, it's a blessing. And you can do greater things. You can do things that others can't do. Because of your love, for your unwavering love for God. And He's coming back. And He's coming back for His people who love Him. In His presence, they're going to be sorry. They're going to see where they went wrong. And they thought they were okay. They thought things were all right. Even those that are saved, they're going to realize, hey, I missed it. I missed it bad. I could have. And the Lord, they'll know. The Lord won't even have to open His mouth. In His glory, you'll know what could have happened if you followed through with the wisdom He gave you and attempted to give you. But people do their own thing. They do things that way. The Lord told me years ago that the biggest problem in the church is people don't follow me. Now, this was at a time when people were doing better. They confused that they're better. The church was, it seemed to be stronger because it was right after the charismatic movement. The charismatic movement was in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s. A lot of people received the Holy Spirit in those days. And everything was new to them. They found out they could prosper. They didn't have to be poor. They were getting out of that bubble of darkness. But they traded prosperity and, you know, the learning to prosper was high on the roster. And they took their attention off the love of God, which causes prosperity. The love and intent to serve others. And the enemy got involved. And it caused people not to go the extra mile. It caused people not to go forward. And because they learned a few more scriptures than the denominational churches, they got comfortable in their world. And I at that point in time, I thought we were on our way to greater things. Look, and God moving in our midst. But God can't move where there's no love. But when there's love, God can move. And some people were in love with God. They would stand out there hours just to hear a man of God. And he would be anointed. He'd pray in the Holy Spirit. But what happens to people that love God? Same thing that happened to people that don't. They die out. Some people were grounded and rooted in the love of God. When they died out, then what was left was what attracts people. People wanted to prosper. Everybody wants to prosper and live a good life. But they forgot something. If you don't follow through with the perfect wisdom of God, you won't be able to hold on not only to prosperity, but your own dedication, which causes prosperity. But when you follow God, everything will stay and remain in great order. If you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all things will be added. Why? Because when you seek first the kingdom of God, you receive vision. You don't seek something for nothing. If you seek first the kingdom of God, learn and study how it works. Study what Jesus did, what Jesus said, what Jesus believed, what He didn't believe, what He didn't say. You have to study these things. What is God talking about? In every book of the Word of God, the word, you know, the Bible's made of 66 books. When you study the outcomes and you see what people were doing, what caused their problems, how they solved their problems, how God's love was always there to help them out, even when they had been contrary. Even when he said he wouldn't, he helped them out. God said, this time you're going to serve your idols. You know, I'm not going to bail you out this time. They cry out to God and he'd get them out of trouble anyway. If you're paying attention, you see how the kingdom of God works. You see what can destroy it, and you see what can make it work in your life. You see, when you gain vision, and if you just know, if you study the word of God and learn what not to do, you can prosper. If you have a job making $8 an hour, and if you just don't make mistakes, eventually you will prosper and be able to save, even in this high-priced society. You won't be the first to do it. By the wisdom of God, you can do all things through Christ. There was a man that was a janitor of a church, but he loved God, and he sold. I heard about it. One of the preachers talked about it. He didn't make much money cleaning up the church, but he sold cars on the side and became a millionaire. God can prosper you very easily, but can you pay attention to him? There are no limitations in Christ. But who will take time to listen? The best thing you can give God if you want to serve him and be a blessing, the best thing you can give him is your attention. If you can believe his word, if you can believe his word on the level that Adam believed the snake, you will prosper. Adam trusted a snake over God. So if man listened to a snake and got in all this trouble, you better believe on God to get out of it. That's justice. If you can listen to a snake and tear up everything, it's good that God made it where the way you get out of trouble is believing his word. If you can't believe God, you ain't supposed to get out of trouble. And you shouldn't get out of trouble. The just shall live by his faith. A lady at church said, God doesn't have any grandchildren. Everybody who on his team, everybody in his kingdom, they believed by their faith. Or they did not deserve to be there. That's just the way it is. If you can't trust God over a doggone snake, you don't supposed to prosper. You're supposed to end up like the Pharisees and Satan. But if you follow God, you can go forward. If you follow his love, if you love people like Jesus loves you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There's no problem. You'll have no problem prospering or doing the things of God. This is not only justice, it's righteousness. God loves us so much, all we have to do is believe. That's our work, is to believe and do God's word. Doing God's word is a healing way. That you got to do something. You can't sit around. If you do nothing, you'll die. Now, we didn't do the work it took to get us saved. Jesus did that. We just believe on Jesus Christ. We believe him. And take him at his word. And so, because we believe him and take him at his word, we prosper. And then we grow from glory to glory to glory. When that process isn't happening, if you're not growing, and if you're down and out in life and depressed, that's a red flag that something, my friend, is terribly wrong. With salvation being washed in Jesus' blood, you ought to, if you don't have anything else, you ought to have peace. And beyond the peace, you can learn what it takes to do what you got to do. A person that's dreadfully lazy, they come from a family that's dreadfully lazy. If you study the word of God, you're going to learn that laziness is poisonous. It's a death, a slow death. And you can't get your dreams off the ground. So what do? You're more. You've been made over in Christ, and now you're more than a conqueror. So now you can conquer laziness. You can conquer a bad attitude. You can conquer lack of temperance. You can learn to control your tongue, your emotions. And you can regenerate your life. Philip, if you fill your life with the love of God, that love wants to do something, and it'll have you jumping to do something. You'll be desiring to be a blessing, to honor God. Hear God's wisdom out. Receive what he has to say, because he has so much love for you. And he cannot fail you. If he said it, it will work. If you trust him, you're going to enjoy what's left of your life. As you trust and act on his word, you're going to find yourself winning and succeeding instead of failing. Oh boy, I'm out of time. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He loves you, and he has great things in store for you. And he will talk to you all day long. Take time and hear him out. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.